The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
It's August 2011. Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5 is number one, somehow holding off 660's Don't Forget Your Roots. We're months out from an election which National wins in a landslide after John Key asks Labour leader Phil Goff to show him the money. But before then, New Zealand is gripped by Rugby World Cup fever, with us hosting the tournament and ultimately winning a terrifying final, later immortalised in the TV movie The Kick. But before all then, Telecom had a request for us. Please join us as we remember when we abstained for the game. Kia ora and welcome to The Real Pod. Just me and Jane Yee here. Very excited about this one for some reason. It's me continuing my Remember When sports series. No one asked for it, but here we are. And I think this is actually a real classic of the kind of last of the monoculture, when the whole country could be gripped by something as inconsequential as a new TV ad campaign.
I at least remember this one.
This was big news. Like, as researching it, it was covered in Forbes. Like, it was a big conversation in the advertising industry globally because the ad was made by Saatchi and Saatchi's. But I should really explain what actually happened, should I?
Yeah, I've been calling it abstain from the game, which I've now realised 12 years later is incorrect. It's abstain for the game.
Yeah, we have been making fun of you for the whole decade when you've been banging on about it.
I could feel it.
So Telecom, this is Telecom, which is now called Spark, they were basically the biggest brand advertiser in the country.
Had a total monopoly on telecoms. I mean, Vodafone were around, but Telecom was like the one. Did it used to be a state-owned?
It was a state-owned enterprise, sold off under the fourth Labor government. I could do a whole remember when on that right off the top of my dome. But
whole series even.
Could do, would love to. So they were almost the original Air New Zealand with Air New Zealand's safety videos have become. Telecom ad campaigns were previously. You'll remember the Spot the Dog campaign in the 90s, which actually my uncle, shout out H, was a key part of. But basically, whatever they did was just kind of automatically pop culture. So when they dropped a new campaign, it was going to be covered. It was going to be discussed. And this one was timed for the Rugby World Cup. You know, I assume they were an official sponsor of it because they passed special legislation like to stop people kind of doing any kind of ambush marketing. So you'd already paid a huge fee just to be able to do this. And they put out this campaign called Abstain from the Game. Oh my God, I just did it. Abstain from the game. You basically have to stop fucking for 6 weeks.
You have to.
You have to if you want to support our boys when they try and break. Remember, in 2011, we had endured like over 20 years of heartache since the original 1987 Cup victory. We had the 2007 quarterfinal loss to France. We had the we were just broken at this point, and we were just so stressed out as a country.
And it was on our home ground. We had to make it count. We had to do everything.
If we can't win here, we just basically have to, you know, export the All Blacks to a different country.
Totally. And obviously the team have been training, the coaches have been working their hardest to make sure that we don't embarrass ourselves. But what could we do, the punters, the fans, the entire country, what could we do as a nation to show our support?
We could, at the very least we could do is stop doing it with each other.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is So many things had to be folded into this, right? Like, this was around the period when there was some kind of, I don't know whether it was pseudoscience or real science, but basically this idea that male athletes, as I recall, you know, they needed to abstain from sex to build up their performance so they could have this crazy animal intensity, and footballers would famously do it ahead of the World Cup. And it was
so we presume then that the All Blacks' lack of World Cup stunning performances were because they were doing too much of the sex.
Chronic rooters. Yeah, okay. I think so. But obviously that was the implication, was that they're having to go without so they can win us the cup. We should do it in solidarity or something like that. So the whole concept is preposterous and clearly tongue in cheek. But I think because we were so stressed out, we just went completely ballistic. Like, and the crazy thing is, so this book was immediately front page news. It was
fronted by Fitz, yeah.
Well, I want to talk about the ad, the creative in a bit. I want to focus on the furore initially, because you need to understand the intensity of it and then contrast it with what the object was. Okay. So the craziest part is that this, as far as I can tell, it became a controversy and was resolved, i.e. they cancelled the campaign within about 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, it's just unbelievable how big this got and how much it seared into our memories, given that it lasted almost no time at all. So basically they announced it on a day in mid-August. The ad starts airing. By the afternoon, it's being roundly panned. And in fact, I think maybe we can hear there's some outstanding vox pops that were on RNZ's checkpoint that kind of capture the general vibe in response. So maybe let's listen to those quickly.
Okay.
How is me not having sex going to help them win the rugby? To me, this is just stupid.
I don't see the point in it. I don't think it's going to benefit anyone. For the fans, yeah, it's cool to get behind them, but I'd rather get some pom-poms.
No, never.
Mrs. won't let me not.
Maybe I won't have it, but not because, to support them.
I don't have a boyfriend or anything, so probably not.
After all, to have sex anyway, hun.
Anyway, you just get a sense of, like, you know, everyone knew about it immediately. Like, it was just such a bombshell, this, like, obviously silly kind of tongue-in-cheek idea. And you know, you got a sense from those comments from Sir Brian Lahore, you know, disgusting, degrading. It's just such a window into a different time. I really love it.
Wouldn't it have been more disgusting and degrading if they were suggesting we go hard for the game?
Yeah.
You know?
Like in every
this
sense
is
of
like
word.
A very
stay hard for the full
for the
six
full,
weeks.
Yeah, because going chased for the game, it doesn't do anything to help the All Blacks win.
Neither of them do anything, right? So anyway, what actually happened was, you know, the fury happens, and then I think mid-next morning, there's a leaked email that goes out saying, we've misjudged it, we're withdrawing the campaign, we're very sorry. And it continues to echo around for a while, but that basically ends it. But when you think about what went into this, so they've paid for the rights to associate with the team, they paid for the creative, they paid for Sean Fitzpatrick's time. We'll talk about that in a moment.
There would have been at least 15 meetings just going back and forth on the creative. That shit's expensive.
More than 15. I reckon well over 100.
Wow.
And they talked about it could have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. The budget for a TVC now, and this was actually an era where they spent more money off, is often seven figures, especially for a major brand like that. And you know what? Sean Fitzpatrick is definitely getting his fee. The media that's been booked, mm-hmm. I'm sure that's still booked. Now maybe they can put some filler ads in there so that they don't, that's not a deadweight loss. But it's hard to imagine that they got out of this for less than seven figures. And all because of what is ultimately a very silly low-stakes idea.
Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has the lowdown on everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. Join some of the superstars of the investment and business world as they share advice from their time in the US so you can make your mahi count in this massive market. The Investment Fix podcast, brought to you by Invest New Zealand. Tune in today.
Did it go to broadcast for like half a day?
Yeah, basically. I think that there might even been some ASA complaints about it. But it basically had a day or two's worth of airing and then just blew up, as far as I can tell.
Years long impact. Let's watch it.
Thank you. You've taken the first step towards supporting the All Blacks in the great battle of 2011. It is New Zealanders like you that made me proud to call myself a Kiwi. Selflessly stepping out into the bedchambers of this fine country, throwing aside your natural instincts and your lacy lingerie, standing proudly in your flannelette pyjamas and whispering, I love you, New Zealand. It was people like you who were prepared to lie down and do absolutely nothing for 6 long weeks that will help this beautiful country of ours fulfill its destiny. Go forth, wearing your pledge band with pride, averting your eyes from temptation and shouting from the rooftop, abstain for the game.
Wow. What's that little go-kart dodge? What was that?
It's a dodgem.
Yeah, but it looks like a hand.
Yeah, so let's just go through all that's strange about it, right? The read from Sean Fitzpatrick, I did not know he had that in him. That was
what stood out to me too. It's like, how has this guy not become a major broadcasting figure?
Well, in the UK, I think he is a commentator, but
I'm talking about like for all the people.
But I mean, it feels like he should be. It feels like kind of like it predates the ACC or something. Like it's deeply intentionally weird, and he executes it perfectly. And I have to say, like, the actual creative, like, why is he in a dodgem? That music is so rousing. Like, why is he in a tuxedo? Like, there's so much that's just, like, delightfully odd about it. I don't know about you. I feel like it's aged incredibly well.
Oh, I feel like it would. I actually think it would fly better now than it did then.
It was too soon.
It just was before its time, because it has this cheekiness to it. Like, it's clearly a joke. You can see a world in which if he got out there in his, you know, like his All Blacks jersey and kind of delivered a serious message, that it would just feel like it wasn't doing the job. But the way that it was presented is like, no one's really expecting anyone to not have sex. It's a gimmick. Can I just say as well, 2011, around that time, I got pregnant. I did not abstain for the game.
Well, I mean, it was actually a very close final. You might have been, you know, part of why it was.
Why it was so close. We would have romped home had I not been.
You've been romping.
Oh, my God.
Some other funny things about it. So I assume that this was an officially licensed product. Now, clearly, it is with the All Blacks. You know, they've got this All Blacks fan club, which, by the way, that URL, facebook.com/backinblack, defunct now. So maybe there was just like the whole thing was so shrouded in shame it just got deleted. And I don't really think that there is such a like the All Blacks fan club might have just died with it.
There's an opportunity there, surely, for someone to pick that up. I mean, is it too late for this campaign?
I don't think it's crazy to reassure it. I mean, unfortunately, they're not called Telecom anymore. But the other thing that's really interesting is they talk about the great battle of 2011. They don't talk about the Rugby World Cup.
Ah.
So they didn't have they weren't an official partner of the tournament. So they're having to, there was all kinds of like coy language you had to use to get around the very intense legislation that we put out around it. And clearly that was part of it. And you can imagine that the IWC and all sports tournaments have such dry, boring advertising that they would never have made it through. It's kind of impressive that any All Black sponsor was able to do something like that. And it might have been that it's scared everyone away from ever making anything interesting again, because now it's just like three lads with a Powerade bottle or an Uber Eats delivery, and it's just very boring all the time.
Very clever how they do those ads, though, I have to say, the Uber Eats ones, because your name comes up at the bottom. Have you noticed that?
Oh, they've got the personalisation on.
They've got personalisation on. I'm like, these All Blacks are talking to me, and then I'm ordering some Uber Eats.
I mean, it just works.
But I think an abstain from the game that was personalised, abstain for the game that was personalised could be, I'm confident I'll be abstaining for the game this Rugby World Cup.
And what about abstaining from the game? Have you been watching any?
Nah, so both. So you're just, I'm really hedging my bets here.
Cover it all. So in the aftermath, you know, there was a lot of, you know, people were shocked that it had happened. There was an interview with Jill Brinston, who's actually Amber Easby, the Spinoff CEO's former boss. She was quoted in one of the stories as saying, they've used a challenger idea where you think, we've got nothing to lose, let's do something controversial. Challenger brands might be quirky or tongue-in-cheek. The thing is, Telecom's brand isn't that. We want them to be one of the big, solid, faithful, trustworthy brands. I do think there's something in that that is, it, as much as anything, it was like, why is Telecom doing that? Telecom and the All Blacks didn't feel like the right vehicle for that idea, and I think there is something in it. But the thing that shocked me the most was, because this was, I think, probably the biggest, certainly that I can recall, the biggest failure to launch of a big brand campaign this century in New Zealand, that Telecom didn't just ditch Saatchi's. Because, you know, that, I mean, obviously they had to sign off on it, but part of what you pay your creative agency for is to be smart enough to know when something, you know, to kind of
research the market, test out the waters, all that kind of stuff.
See how it's going to land. But they stayed with them, you know, at least until like the rebrand was run through Saatchi's, and also remember the Giganair campaign? Like it was, I think it was around the time that ultra-fast broadband started to be quite widespread, and, you know, it was something about, like it was honestly, I think that was a way worse campaign. Like, I think you could get your town connected to the internet, or I don't know. It was just a muddled situation. But to me, this, with hindsight, wasn't the disaster that it's remembered as, but it actually like a brave, kooky thing that, like you said, just ahead of its time.
Ahead of its time. Now, the time is right. Do it now. Don't do it now, as the case may be. There was merch as well, wasn't there?
I think there was.
There were like little rubber rings or something, because he was wearing one.
Yeah.
The little black rubber ring. Just to be worn on the finger, just to be clear.
To signal your intention to stay pure.
Yeah.
Unbesmirched by the act.
Can you imagine if the campaign ran and people took it really seriously, how empty the bars would be? Because you wouldn't want to open yourself up to temptation.
It's dangerous.
It could have actually been pretty bad for the economy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's the whole thing of, you know, if the All Blacks win a Rugby World Cup in election year, basically it's a huge boost to the incumbent.
Right. Do we need to get Bernard on the phone? Not this time.
we'll leave Bernard alone for now. But, yeah. Just an amazing, amazing moment. I remember it very fondly. And thanks. But,
yeah, thanks for remembering with us. Thank you.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.